Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have an update here with Larry Taylor and myself, and a lot going on around the world, but especially here. And I don't know where we should start. Maybe with the North Korean situation. How are you doing, Larry?
Oh, hanging in. A busy weekend and a lot going on.
Yeah, what is going on with this? It looks like war. Little Kimmy doesn't appear to be backing off. In fact, he keeps giving everybody the finger, so to speak, saying he's a sovereign nation. He can do what he wants, and no one's going to stop him. And it appears he's getting ready for another missile launch just after exploding a hydrogen bomb. And all we're getting out of Trump and company is, well, you know, we got a little problem here. We're going to have to do something about it. Do you think they are going to do something about it? What's your take on what's happening?
Well, I'll tell you what, something that kind of shocked me this morning was when I pulled up Debka file, and, you know, of course, that's out of Israel. And
right.
Listen to the headline here. This is really interesting in the take. It says, world powers may end up with an Iranian model for the North Korean crisis. And, of course, you'll well remember that everyone has accepted pretty much Iranian nukes. I mean, that's a fact. Not only has Iran bought nukes and obtained some from North Korea, you know, but they're working on building their own. And so the whole world, and especially the Middle East, has been under the threat of Iranian nukes for some time now and Iranian missiles. And so maybe Israel is saying, you know, if Trump and team is not able to move forward against him because of the I guess you could say the positioning of China and Russia, then the U.S. may have to simply accept a nuclear North Korea.
Yeah, they have the risk of all-out war because of Russia's backing, actually, of North Korea, China backing North Korea. I don't know. There's something going on behind the scenes. I think it has to do with sudden destruction of the Bible, and it has to do with 9/23 and 9/11 are popping up everywhere. So it does make you wonder exactly what their plan is, but I do think it's running by a script because it appears that little Kimmy boy has crossed over a number of red lines that Trump laid down. You know, if you threaten us again, boy, fire and fury. Well, he's threatened, not only threatened us, he's, you know, exploded a hydrogen bomb, launched a missile over Japan, and now is saying he's going to shoot off some more missiles. What's your take on what's really going on?
Well, ironically, is now also he has threatened again to attack Guam, and they are prepping. South Korea has advised that North Korea is now prepping another ICBM, a ballistic missile, for launch. And so he's not even slowing down. And what's interesting today, they had an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council, and Nikki Haley, the ambassador, she said that Kim is begging for war and seeking tougher U.N. sanctions, says enough is enough on North Korean crisis. But they all know, Stuart, you and I, and they all know, sanctions is not going to change one iota of what Kim is doing. To stop Kim, you have to take out Kim.
Yes. And, but I guess my question is, they're right. North Korea is begging for a war. They want a war. Why would he want a war? He'll be annihilated unless this is a script. And this is what he's supposed to do. Kings of the Earth, Psalm 90. Not Psalm 90, Psalm 2. And I think we're looking at the Psalm 2 war anyway. But it appears as though that Kim is not exempt. Trump is not exempt. Russia is not exempt. Nobody appears to be exempt from this script. And only probably towards the end do they, depart from the script? Because some of these people must have a heart somewhere, must have a conscience somewhere, you would hope, to protect their people, which is why the people put them in the power seat in the first place. So it makes you wonder, is this going to be a limited strike? Is Kim going to use some of his sub-nukes? I mean, he could take out something like Miami or San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles. I mean, I believe that the weapons he has, they've been wrong on intelligence right along. Everybody's so surprised that he has, you know, jumped in technology so rapidly. Well, experts that know these things have said, you know, some of that, those missiles he's got, they look an awful lot like Chinese or Russian designs. So who knows what he's got stored underground that he can bring up in a moment's notice? What do you think? I don't know.
I think you're right. There have been some that have noticed that a lot of his missile technology appears to be Chinese and Russian. So as you often stated, a number of times you said, I've got a feeling this is a trap, actually trying to draw us in to the snare. And, you know, that kind of goes along with also your theory, Stuart, that, you know, you said you got a feeling that maybe North Korea is the first domino.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you go into the prophecies against America, Babylon, and America is Babylon, folks, whether you like it or not or can believe it or not, doesn't matter. That's what it is, and it's going to be all the prophecies against her are coming to pass. They're going to be fulfilled. And one of those prophecies is a comment made by the Lord that surely the least of these shall draw you out. And the Lord also says, I've laid a snare for you, O Babylon, and you are not aware. Both of those seem to be combining and pointing directly at North Korea. Is it possible that he will be the one that does the first strike to ignite World War III? They love World War III. They got to have it for their, you know, why in the world would they spend all their time building all these tunnels and underground cities that they can crawl down into and let you and I and all, everybody listening on the top watch these little mushroom clouds burst in the air. So I don't know. What do you think? I think we're awful close
to
something
what,
very
kind of
big.
Shocking. Yeah, it's kind of shocking what's going on and how the deep state really does seem to have Trump pretty much in a box at the moment. You know, the entire deep state, you know, has been pushing a war with Russia. And, you know, they're pushing war so much, and especially also in the Middle East. But I noticed you did a new report on your blog today, and it seems like the numbers are coming very, very close. The timing of this is striking, you know, along with the new hurricane Irma on the horizon.
Yeah, they've got that pegged to hit Florida, East Coast, somewhere. They're not sure yet. Could even go into the Gulf. But they've got it timed for a 9/11. Now, you start looking at all these 9/11s, 11/11, 9/23, and all that. This is not coincidental. This is all by design, and it's beyond humanity's design, I might add. This is all working out by the numbers. And as you and I talked earlier this afternoon, I said, made a comment about, you know, I'm not so sure we even need a star sign. All we need is the numbers. And the numbers are pointing constantly to 9/11, 9/23. That's basically where it's at. And when you have so many of these numbers pointing there, and we know that the Lord is the great mathematician who built the universe basically on numbers and mathematics, this is kind of strange, I think. All of a sudden, we're hearing these wars, and I don't know if you can call them rumors. I think they're called warnings of war. And the rhetoric is really starting to climb up there. Do you think this is going to continue to climb, or are we just going to get hit out of the blue or something to occur possibly on 9/11, not related even to Irma, although I advise everybody, if you haven't paid attention to Irma, you must now, because did you say the state of Miami has already declared an emergency? What's your latest?
That's the latest bulletin. I talked to Augusto Perez today, and he was very concerned. He said that it looked like Irma, if something doesn't change, was going to give them a direct hit. And then later this evening, just before the show, Fox News weather came on and said that Irma had now become a Category 4 hurricane and possibly would become a 5, and it seemed to be moving on a direct portion there towards Florida. Now, Florida has already declared a state of emergency, Stuart. They've already done it. They're not waiting. And, of course, as we watch this, you know, there are variables in the direction it's traveling, but it does appear that it'll either strike Florida head-on or it'll catch the bottom portion of Florida and maybe go into the Gulf. So we're really not sure yet.
Well, if it's a Category 4, and I have heard some of the forecasters, they're kind of, I don't know, maybe covering themselves, but some of them have said this could go to a Category 5 or even a higher than a Category 5. A lot of people say, well, there is no such thing as above 5. Well, they have these spaces between, in miles per hour, between a 4 and a 5. And if you average out the spaces that they use for the wind speed, we already had a Category 6. It didn't come ashore. It just stayed out there. Or maybe it did. I can't remember. But it could easily go to a Cat 7. Some of these guys are saying this could be a horrific storm. And I'm not sure what Florida has done that would irritate the powers that be, or if the Lord, you know, is going to allow it. I guess we don't know, because we don't know exactly where it's going to go. If this thing goes into the Gulf, what do you think? I think that devastates entirely. The whole Gulf wipes out all of our, something of that magnitude would probably wipe out all of our oil production. And I'm getting rumors now that there are shortages developing. Have you heard about that?
Yes, I have. There are shortages that are cropping up, and also gas prices are rising. It would be almost catastrophic, Stuart, if this is a 4 or 5. clipped Florida and went right on into the Gulf and come up through the oil rigs and oil, and the pipelines there, the depots of fuel. This would be catastrophic. Wow, we really don't need that right now. So people really need to be aware and watch how this happens. And you know, me and my wife, we always try to keep full tanks if we can.
You might have to flee.
Yeah.
If it went into the Gulf.
Sure, yeah, a lot of the people in Houston, I just wanted to mention this because a lot of people don't think about it. A lot of those people had to flee and didn't even have their medications. And a lot of that is life-threatening. And so people need to consider that also.
Yeah. Well, if it went into the Gulf, they do have it tracking almost up through the center of the country to the Great Lakes. You guys would have to get out of its way. It would be catastrophic in every way. We're getting some really nasty, I wanted to bring this up. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but on YouTube, they had, I think it was ABC News, was interviewing a homeless man that refused to go into the shelters. Did you hear about that and what he said?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear that, no.
Well, they asked him, why aren't you in the shelters? And he said, because they're killing everybody that's going in there. They're murdering them. They're just shooting them. Now, this is obviously not every shelter, but here's the other thing that's going on, and now this is popping up on the news quite a bit. So we can vet it and prove it, that a lot of these people that were in these shelters are being taken to Walmart. Remember how they closed all those Walmarts?
I remember that, Stuart. I remember when they did that. Matter of fact, some of those were in Texas when they did that during the time of the Jade Helm exercise, if you'll remember. And that is true. They have opened up some of those and have moved some shelters. But most of the reports I get from the people in the shelters appear to be giving good reports that they really are taking care of the people.
Yeah, I think it probably depends on whether or not we know that this is true. Maybe the homeless guy was just a plant to start rumors. However, we know about Jade Helm. We know about Walmart. And there's something really fishy going on with Walmart. And it just makes me wonder. And one of the YouTube things was asking, well, okay, we have evidently hundreds, if not thousands, of people being dumped into these Walmarts, but we're not hearing anything from them. They're not going out on Facebook. They're not going out on Twitter. It's like total silence. We do know from an insider who was in Hurricane Andrew, I think they claimed like 50 or 75 people died in Andrew, and he claimed that's not true at all. Thousands of people perished in Andrew. In fact, he said he was badly wounded, and I don't know how he survived it, but he and his boy were in the middle of Andrew, and they somehow survived. But he said when the police finally got there, when they finally arrived, which was days after, he said the only people that came in before the police were, I guess, military personnel and whatnot, and all they were doing was collecting dead bodies.
Huh.
Putting them on board these big trucks, and away they went. And so that went on, I guess, for a couple, 3 days. And then the police came in, and when he went in and asked for help, the cop got out of the car, put a gun to his head, and said, I really should shoot you. And I guess he'd been shooting people all day long. But it makes you wonder, you know, when they seal off, and I'm very, very curious, we know that there is a population reduction program going on. And a conspiratorial mind that I have, it just makes me wonder, because people down there in Harvey have said that when the military and FEMA and Homeland Security go in there, they're kicking everybody else out. And they're sealing off these areas. And you do remember that Homeland Security and the military said they were going to be in there for years.
Yeah, I
remember
that.
I don't know. I mean, I know what the rich men of the earth want to do, and I know they want to totally depopulate the United States, not totally, but get it way, way down there. And they have to be very, very careful, of course, how they do something like that. But I'm beginning to wonder if we're not going to begin to see if this, particularly if Irma comes in, that'll devastate Florida. If it hits Florida, it'll destroy Florida, don't you think?
Well, that's what Augusto Perez was concerned about, the strength of this thing and the dead-on movement that it seems to be doing. Yeah, a lot of that area in Florida is very, very low, and it just simply wouldn't leave anything. I mean, of course, Houston was low, too, and a lot of that, you know, we're getting. You remember Red Elk, you know, you interviewed him, and remember what he said, stay away from water. I mean, don't live near water. And
yep,
we're beginning to literally see people dying because of Red Elk's warnings. Of course, nobody took his warning seriously. But remember, he talked about it all up the East Coast, West Coast, and the Gulf, too. He said he saw it happening. And, of course, he passed on and went ahead of it, but it is happening.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, and there's another hurricane out there, Jose, I think it is. But maybe that'll just go out to sea and peter out. But this Irma does not appear. Almost all the tracks, hopefully it'll go out to sea and that'll be the end of it. But it sure doesn't look it. If you look at all of the tracks, they're almost dead heading right into Miami and that area.
Well, they've got.
So you're right. They have waves of something like 56 feet already.
Yeah,
on
they're,
the high
they're
wall.
Showing some. Yeah, they're showing something they call a Bermuda high, and this monstrous high seems to be just shoving it completely west, and that's what the concern is, that it won't go north like they normally do. It won't be able to turn north because of this high that's pushing.
Wow. Well, if America's under judgment, Lord does not, I don't think he thinks too highly of the United States. I know a lot of people can't accept that. But America is a nation that has been targeted for total elimination, and it's just a question of how he's going to do it. Now, we do know that we take nuclear hits. You'll find that in Jeremiah. You find it in the book of Revelation. I'm not sure we don't even take an asteroid hit as well or a comet hit. But, you know, maybe they're softening up our coastal regions for invasion as well. Because remember, Red Oak said they do come in from the West Coast and they come in from the South.
Yeah.
Or not, yeah. They'll come in from the North as well.
That's what he warned. And if you'll remember, Henry Gruber had visions very close to the same locations for an invasion route into the U.S. that Red Elk did. They were very similar.
Yeah. What this really is, I think, is a U.N. takeover. Very soon you're going to see U.N. white trucks all over the place, and they will be taking over. And that's been the plan right along. It's just not a good situation, and the American people, of course, don't do anything. They just sit there and watch it all happen.
Well, I wanted to mention something, because I know we don't have much more time on this program, but
yeah,
you mentioned something about the people are just simply not aware of the 2-year delay, and that's why a lot of people thought this would already have happened in 2015.
Yes. Well, if you go into the movies and the billions of dollars they spent putting all this together, and you probably remember that the Queen and the Pope all said in 2014, you had your last Christmas, you're not going to have another one. They were absolutely convinced that on 9/23/2015, that was the end of it. And very few people are paying any attention to this sandstorm, which obviously was from the Lord himself, postponing everything for 2 years. Question is, are we going to have another postponement? It doesn't look like we will, but that isn't to say we can't. But if you look at all the numbers, it's all the same. Every bit of it is almost identical. And I, on the latest blog, and if people want to see it, at lightgateblogger.com, I did something on the trumpets, Feast of Trumpets, and that is the yearly blowing of the trumpets and how it's all set up by the numbers. It's totally in your face, 9/23. It's totally in your face that way. And
wow.
There's just more and more. In fact, I was just watching a movie. I guess it's an older one called Passengers.
Yes.
9/23 is coded in that as well. 120 years is coded in that as well. They've been telling people for the last 2 years, get ready for 9/23. I guess my opinion is get ready before that. In fact, you better start getting ready right now because we're not that far from a 9/11. They might very well pull a 9/11 false flag. That would mean that probably thousands of people will perish from it.
Wow, that's rather sobering. And as a matter of fact, like you said, you know, here we are approaching, I think you put on your post today, we're like 18 days out from 9/23, which you said
yes.
We could actually do without, even though it is the star sign and apparently a pivot point. But this is what's interesting also, Stuart, and I'll just mention this real quick. Not only are they trying to rid themselves of Trump and his wife, Melania, they're also now in Israel trying to rid Israel of Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife, and they're actually trying to take her down on some kind of corruption charges because of some parties that she hosted. But this is Soros. This is the rich men. This is the rich men doing this to take down the wild cards. Now it's time.
Yep, I think you're right, and you hit it on the head when you said the wild cards. They're getting rid of the wild cards. They don't want them around. And, folks, this is, Psalm 2, is against the Christians. And we can pray that the Lord will remove his church and get them out of trouble. I think we're going to see trouble this fall from now on like we've never seen before. Murmurs, earthquakes, and that sort of thing occurring, natural. But, you know, the enemies hate us. They can use the damage done by the national disasters to come in and offer their aid only to turn around and take us out. What do you think, Larry? I think we're on our last days here for America.
I think unless there's a delay, a supernatural delay, we're probably in trouble. And I would just tell people this coming week, keep your guard up. Be watchful. Be wary. And watch this, especially watch this Irma, where it's going.
Oh, yeah, this would be a disaster of all disasters if it picks up speed like they're claiming it's going to. This is going to be a mess beyond, it'll just destroy the economy. They don't even have to do a deal on a dollar. It'll just destroy people's ability to navigate with cash and money. We're in trouble, folks. And I hope you have prepared, and I hope you're ready. And like Larry said, watch this one. And thanks, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And We'll probably do one on Wednesday. We may have a lot more to talk about. Anyway, good night, folks. Take it easy.